You're fired.
Are you reading your emails?
I was. I wasn't sure if that was important.
Oh, this guy. Well, hello and welcome to a very important episode of Poor Man's Podcast. Duncan, Ari, thank you for joining me.
Hello. No worries.
So, we're all very much aware that the coronavirus has impacted businesses around the world. And little old New Zealand is not excluded. So I'm going to come out and say it. I'm gay. No, sorry. That's the wrong meeting. We're restructuring the podcast. Okay? To better serve the podcast of 2020 and 2021. Because, as I've said, the economy's just been destroyed.
Mm. I mean, as a not-for-profit podcast, we do in fact need to
make a profit.
Well, exactly. So that's why we need to change, right? From the ground up, okay? And this might not be pleasant to hear. I wish I wasn't in this position, okay? But I have a proposal for the restructuring. We'll go into 2 minutes of... what's that thing?
Consultation.
We'll go into 2 minutes of consultation, and then we'll make the changes, and we'll see that we'll come out of this as a better, more agile podcast, I think.
I'm all for it. I understand that times are tough, and maybe something that I could do to help, rather than, you know, being made redundant or anything like that, is just take an 80% pay cut, so I'll only be saying 4 out of every 5 words for the rest of the podcast.
Great. That's a great initiative there, Ari, but I still think we're going to have to make some drastic changes. So let me give you my proposal and what we can talk about it.
Sure.
Okay?
Go for it.
So I propose that we disestablish the creative director roles that currently the three of us hold.
Mm-hmm.
I propose establishing a head of creative direction, which would actually be a 30% pay rise. being the board,
mm-hmm.
that did you know that we had a board?
So we are the board.
No, it's just me. It's just me, and we've spoken. And I think that I...
So that's what I heard earlier, was you consulting with the rest of the board.
Yes.
In the bathroom.
Yeah. No, sorry, it was me and the chopping board. We're the board. I don't want to bore you with the details, but essentially we've decided that I am best suited for the role of head of creative direction.
Mm-hmm. You and...
You. And the board.
Okay.
Have decided...
Understood.
That I...
No questioning, just got it. Understood. You, Jake, are the... Yes. Right pick.
This is a proposal, Duncan.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. Subject is change, okay?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to do what's best for the company, all right?
Okay,
Let's keep it professional.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just sip on my beer. You guys got anything, by the way?
I didn't realize, was the company buying or...
No. Like...
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're good.
We're good.
Okay, all right.
Sure.
So, with that out of the way, I also propose the disestablishment, as I've said, of the creative director roles,
mm-hmm.
But I don't propose any reestablishment of any secondary roles.
So the roles that are currently established,
mm-hmm.
are not being reestablished again. So they still exist, they're just remade.
No, they're disestablished.
Oh, so they're disestablished.
They're disestablished. Right. So they're not going to exist as we know it.
So,
how do we know it?
So, to be clear,
mm-hmm.
you are advocating for the disestablishment,
mm-hmm.
of these roles.
Of the three creative director roles,
yeah.
that we currently hold.
Understood.
Yeah. The establishment of a singular,
mm-hmm.
head of creative direction with a 70% pay rise, as I said.
No, okay, understood. So you're, in this situation, say you are the, you're in favor of the disestablishment. You're disestablishmentarian.
I believe in disestablishmentarianism. That's
so
correct.
I would say that I am actually anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, wow. That's a long word, Duncan. Do you know this longest word? It's what I learned when I was 12.
I also learned that when I was 6.
Oh, shit. This is the sort of attitude that has led to our ruinous ventures in the stock market.
Ruinous? Have you been investing?
Yep, in the board. Bought a new chopping board the other day.
I mean, I saw the board the other day, mm-hmm. and it just looked a bit flat to me. It didn't.
It's not been good for the board.
No, it didn't look like it was doing too well. They've been hit
the hardest.
Yeah. I mean, you're not meant to take a hammer to the board, but... No.
Or a karate chop.
Yeah, sometimes it just has to happen, I suppose.
Yeah. So, as I said, 3 roles established, 1 role established,
mm-hmm.
with me taking over the role and...
And getting 150%
pay rise.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, careful. But I am...
Wait, before we go any further, the 150% pay cut would be you paying them half your salary. That's the funniest thing.
Don't give them any ideas. I am, thirdly, proposing the restructure of the company mm-hmm. afterwards, which would actually create one new role.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
One more new role. But unfortunately, because it's not, I'm not disestablishing a role to create this other role, you are going to have to interview for your positions again. Okay? That's you know, one thing. So, it's an opportunity, I would say,
mm-hmm.
that you guys have that I don't get. I just get a 200% pay rise. So, and you might thinking like, okay, well, 3 roles we had and now we've got 2. So that leaves 1 redundancy.
Mm, sure.
How do you guys feel about redundancy?
I think in general it's a very good idea. I mean, it's safest to have some redundancy built in.
Exactly.
Yeah, you really want to make sure that somebody's there to back up in case something falls exactly. through.
So if there are only 2 roles, we need to have 3 employees is what I'm saying. We need redundancy.
Yeah. Well, first we need redundancy and then...
It's actually an old nickname of mine.
Redundancy.
Now, you see, you're for redundancy. I'm anti-redundancy.
That's not a word. It doesn't make sense.
Sounds like the hostile male love interest in a Jane Austen novel. Mr. Dundancy.
Right. So, you guys are pretty... So, you're anti-redundancy and you're pro-redundancy. Okay. I can see you're struggling. Okay. It is difficult news to take in. Believe me, I'm taking a 230% pay rise. And I want to kind of change your perspective on it. Don't think of it as you're getting made redundant. If it is you, okay, we don't know yet. Okay, sure. But
you're looking at me a lot there, Jake.
Yeah. It doesn't really translate in an audio medium. But what I did was I looked at Ari and then I kind of glanced at Duncan and did a nod. And we nodded.
Then nodded back, suggesting I understood what he was suggesting. In this case, that Ari was going to be made redundant.
Most probably. But we don't know.
We don't know.
It's
anyone's game.
But don't think of it as you're going to get made redundant, Ari, okay?
Sure.
Stop crying. It's all right.
It's okay. Okay. We're fine.
I like to think of it more as... I'm promoting you to a new job in acquisitions where your job is to acquire a new job for yourself. And I'll pay you your regular wage, right?
Sure.
And your job is to acquire a new job in 4 weeks, right?
I see. Yep.
That's your job. And if you acquire a new job, you don't need us anymore. You'll get a new job and, you know, that's great. But if you do a poor job at acquiring a new job, I will have to fire you. So just think about it like that. And that's really win-win for me and Duncan.
Is this has this actually been tried before? Because it seems like a genius play.
A play?
A play within a company.
Oh, yeah.
Also, as well as Osha Polish, is this all off the top of your head? Mm-hmm. This is genius.
Very well.
Great, thank you. Well, I like that.
That was really funny.
You know, it's a little bonus for me on top of my 3,000% pay rise. I just want you to understand that I am currently getting paid 0 for this non-profit podcast that we do. So
I actually am also getting paid zero.
Sure. Yeah, plus stock options.
Plus the stock options.
I'd say, yeah, currently we own equally 33.3 recurring percent of Poor Man's Podcast.
I think that's
which is currently, of course, worthless. So we each own nothing, to be clear.
Except for a chopping board.
We do own that.
No, they own us. The board that is currently thinking about chopping us.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I really shouldn't have invested my KiwiSaver in us. But we'll see, you know, long term, you know, you can't time the market, right? You got to market the time, as they say. So that's my proposal, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll just, I'll leave it open to consultation for the next minute.
Sure.
So you guys can provide feedback and then we'll proceed from there. And everything's subject to change.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you noticed, but my pay was increasing every time I said something.
No, we did. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So as long as we're open to
30 seconds, feedback, Duncan.
Understood. So if we each have 33% of the current company, that means me and Ari have 66%, which means we could currently buy him out before we
plus the board. On it.
Not only that, we could elect a member to the board, Duncan.
That's a great idea.
Should we have a vote?
I
nominate Duncan.
Great.
Let's vote. Let's vote.
I vote for Ari.
I vote for Duncan.
No, the board disagrees with this. Your math is way off.
Well, I think maybe one member of the board, but there are currently three members of the board. We were just elected.
I'm also... last time my mum's on the board, and she said you guys can't be on the board. Right? It's her podcast.
I would like to be VP of laughing way too loudly.
Okay. That's actually a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well,
time's up.
Are we still got
okay.
Consulting?
No, not anymore.
All
right. Right. So none of your recommendations have been... Well, I didn't even... I'm going to be perfectly honest. I wasn't really listening. So we're just going to go with the original plan, okay? Which means that now... I don't want to draw this out. I'm going to have you interview for your new positions, okay? And because we only have this weird area with the mattress in front of us to stop the sound from rebounding, I'm going to have to do you both at the same time. That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Just going to have another sip of my beer.
I really appreciate the professionalism in this company.
I mean, this is low carb, so...
Wait, do you mind if I see this for just a second? Yeah, that is low carb.
So I'm just going to ask you some questions and just give, you know, it's not...
Is it first response? Or?
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to let you respond and then think about it and then respond again. I mean, what sort of interview takes your second response as an accepted answer?
A BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so what
quiz? Which job should you get? Number 7 will throw you.
So, Ari,
yes.
Tell me why are you best suited for the position?
Because they actually made the suit for me to stand up in a position.
Right.
So it's like custom fit. It's tailored. The suit fits my position well, especially when I stand with my arms by my side, you know, standing up. As soon as I sit down, I'm no longer the best person for the position. Well, the suit doesn't fit me in my position. I have to be standing for the suit.
You are currently sitting. You do know that, Ari.
I do realize this.
That does play against you. Duncan, why should I fire Ari?
Well...
And how?
Firing squad. All right, well, we'll get back to the why in a minute. I think we're going to focus on how first. I think... the best way to do this is to rip it off like a Band-Aid, right? Mm-hmm. So first thing you do is you're going to cover them in Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to rip all of them off.
Yep.
And then while he's still raw from that, you're going to say, hey, it's going to be okay. Someone wants you. Not us, but someone. And then you pour antibacterial all over it, because that's also what you do with Band-Aids. And then you set him on fire. You have fired him.
Ah, okay. Right. Cool. That's good. Ari, can you tell me about the referees you have on your circumference vitale?
My vital circumference?
Your resume.
Yes. So the referees that I have include Mark Spencer, the referee for the All Whites. I also have... a referee from the other week. He was the big ice hockey referee, Moose McNuckles.
Yeah.
He
Moose McNuckles, the
Yeah, the ice hockey referee.
The one of the McNuckle family fortune.
Of the McNuckle clan, yeah.
Vancouver Hottentrots, right?
Yeah,
that's the one. He can vouch for me quite a lot.
McNuckle Senior, old man McNuckle.
Oh, yeah. McNuckle.
We go all the way back.
Prospecting times.
I'm not sure he can vouch much for my podcasting ability, but he can vouch for my amazing ice hockey skills.
I genuinely forgot what the theme of this episode was. We did the Moose McNuckles thing, and I was like, what the fuck are we talking about? Then he said podcast, I was like, oh, yeah. Cool. Sorry, I'm back in. I'm focused. I'm in. I'm laser.
Talking about old man chicken McNuggles.
Now, I'm really hoping that this last 30 seconds is recorded as, you know, it really shows Duncan doesn't pay attention to the podcast his job.
No, that is actually very true. Duncan, your response?
What was that?
I agree with my... with my coworker.
Okay.
I stand by him. I'm not sure what he just said, but whatever it was, I am behind it 100%. I'm loyal.
I appreciate that, Duncan. You look good behind me in my suit.
Nope, there wasn't anything sexual about that. I thought there might have been, but there wasn't.
All right, I'm almost out of beer. So, last question. If you were me, what would you do?
Shave.
I would finish my beer.
Okay. So terrible. It's only got 3 stars on it. What does that mean?
It's the space logo, you fuck.
Why did they stop at 3 stars?
Because they know what they are.
Average.
Back in the day, there were only 3 stars on web forms.
I thought you were going to say in the sky. It's a long time ago. I don't think they had beer at that point.
The classic joke was always, Abe Lincoln used to say, you can't trust everything you read on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
Well, he's not wrong.
I mean, he got it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ahead of his time, really.
What are we talking about?
I think we were talking about how you're quitting.
Yeah, what we do if you drink your beer and then quit.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I think the board got back to us and said that, I mean, hey, they're happy to support you in your job search. But,
In fact, they've actually just promoted you to the vice president of acquiring new jobs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. I really didn't expect that meeting to take a turn like that.
In fact, they're willing to pay you 1,000% more than you're currently earning.
Oh, man.
Actually, this just in, Jake. The board has just told me that not only are you going to be vice president of acquiring a new job, you're going to be president of acquiring a new job.
Wow.
It's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. What is my wife going to say? I actually don't even have a KiwiSaver in this. I don't have a KiwiSaver at all.
I think the most important question for us to be answering right now, Ari, is now that we're both going to save so much money, we're going to have to rename this to the Appropriate Income Man's Podcast.
Or Jake's KiwiSaver Income Podcast.
Tell you what, Jake. Tell you what, hey, after the look on your face, what say you we all split this 3 ways? Just get back into it. Just 3 of us. No board.
We can all take a pay cut. We'll make it financially work.
Yes, you guys will do that for me?
We would do that for you, Jake.
Absolutely. I do think that Duncan and I would like to share the cutting board from here on out.
I'm tired of cutting vegetables on the counter.
I can still get a pay rise.
You
absolutely.
You can have a little pay rise.
Yeah, I'll take a 5% cut to make sure he gets his pay rise.
Jake, we're going to give you a 20% pay cut because we're doing that across the board.
Alright, Ari, I fucking get it. All right?
You can then have a 5% increase.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to bring this meeting to a close. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I'm glad we sorted that out, like men.
Absolutely.
Just talking a whole bunch of shit for 20 minutes.
This is how business works, right? We just did capitalism.
Yeah. Done. Cool. Thank you so much. Stocks go live tomorrow morning. The NZX opens. What are we charging?
I think these things go up for free.
Yeah, free stonks available. Poormanspodcast.com, which isn't even our website.
No, I don't think that is a website. No.
We should acquire that.
We should. If anybody wants to buy that and then give it to us,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Since we're doing business ideas, you guys got any other business ideas?
I
this is when the music, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we just fade out.
Yeah, my business idea is that we, like, laugh as though this is a joke because I can't really hear what we're saying right now.